On today's Tech Help for Churches, why maybe you should embed playlists instead of single videos. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the internet, the web, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to join the conversation and ask your question. So just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast because you're running, you're exercising, you're too lazy to watch, whatever, doesn't matter, then there's no video for you to leave the comment underneath. So what you need to do is just go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC for Tech Help for Churches, and there you can leave your comment on one of those shows. That's great. So I instituted a change a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not sure if anyone noticed it, but I thought I would tell you about it and tell you why I did it. So I follow a lot of people with business advice, with church tech stuff, even an occasional person with just leadership lessons, things like that. Well, one of them has been making a video a week. I think he's not too ambitious, but, you know, whatever. I'm joking, of course. Just because I make four a week does not mean that's right for everyone. So I've noticed that I'd be watching one of his videos, and all of a sudden, he would be done. Maybe I wandered away for just a second. Maybe I went to the restroom. Maybe I forgot to pause it. Whatever. Come back, he's on a totally different subject. But I was on his blog page and listening to this one subject, and now he's dressed differently and talking about a subject I seem to recall him talking about a couple of weeks ago. How's that possible? So I started digging in and looking, and sure enough, what he's doing is he's embedding a playlist as opposed to just a single video. So this has a couple of benefits. First off, if someone just stumbles onto your content for the very first time, they can continue to watch and watch and watch and just get more and more. Secondly, it also helps for people that, you know, I meant to watch that last week, but I totally forgot to. Well, now you don't have an excuse because it starts right up. Now, YouTube has a deal where they can autoplay videos one after another, but you don't have control over those. So what may start out with my videos, for example, could end up in any number of places based on keywords. And sometimes a word I'm using one way doesn't mean the same thing in the video that uses it the other way. So sometimes it leads to odd different places. So perfect example. I came in to the living room this afternoon, actually it was this morning, and my kids were watching YouTube on the TV through the Roku box, and my 14-year-old daughter was watching something kind of new agey, and I asked her what was going on, and she goes, oh, I'm not watching this, I'm actually watching Ellie's tablet over here, we're learning from the crazy Russian hacker. So, two girls had YouTube on. Well, one of them got distracted, and YouTube went from the princess video, or, and I say that not to be stereotypical, that's actually what this particular daughter likes, to something else, which led to something else, which led to this video, and she quit paying attention to it. She got distracted by what my younger daughter, who's a bit of a maker, was doing, and so as a result, she had just something kind of off the wall playing. Now, if she was watching a playlist, she'd be watching more and more and more of the same content. which the same content doesn't necessarily help with discovery, but it does help the creator of that channel. So that got me to thinking, why don't I do the same thing? Now, you should know that you don't want to just embed any old playlist. What you want to do is you want to upload your video, put it in whatever playlist, and then make sure that you set the settings to start with the playlist, with the video that you want to embed, and then continue on with the other videos. Now, you can do this a couple of different ways. You could have a playlist of just a single show. That's what I've been doing. If you're a church, maybe that's the way you want to do it. But what if instead you want to help in discovery of some other content, or you want to curate a playlist, maybe some stuff from the Billy Graham Association you want to mix in, or you want to mix in some stuff from your denomination, or what have you. You just find other things that you think that would be interesting. Before you know it, you could be helping out other ministries with what you're doing. So either way, it has a good, valuable effect where people are watching more than maybe they intended to. And I don't know about you, but that's the way YouTube is for me. I start on one subject and an hour later I know I'm somewhere totally different and I'm thinking, how did I get here? That's fine, but capitalize on this. Remember, we want to change lives in eternity, so what you would want to do is see how you can get people to watch more, keep their attention, move from one subject to the other. Things that are related, not, you know, out of left field from one another, but things that will keep them on your website longer. So, that's what I want to suggest to you is, instead of embedding just a single video, embed a playlist starting with the video you want them to watch and then having other videos, either videos that you've done yourself, your church has done, or videos that you can curate and you would endorse. And I think that way you can really impact your audience, impact the people that visit your website. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up a copy of my email newsletter, along with a free church tech gift of your choice. Speaking of church tech training, I've just recently launched something really, really cool. It is Church Tech U, short for university, churchtechu.com. So that's churchtechu.com. And that has all my content I'm allowed to share, except for something I'm under contract with someone else with. But as soon as that's available, I'll throw that in there. So we're talking stuff on podcasting, stuff on Twitter, stuff on YouTube, like this video. My class that's available basically for the price of a yearly subscription to Church Tech U, my video class, that's available there. All my books, except for this one, all that is available along with the community where we will help one another grow. Now, there are already people who have signed up and we're starting to launch this thing, but it's not too late for you to get in on the ground floor. So head on over to churchtechu.com and join up there. The first month is free. See if you like it. If you don't, cancel. No hard feelings. If you like it, just stay. It's very inexpensive, and I think that you'll find that it's really worth it because of just the massive content there. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.